Diddy.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to an early February the 17th meeting. All the court is going off to continuing education in Bryan, our annual school, so that's why we moved the court day up until today, as opposed to the regular scheduled time on Wednesday. Let the record that we reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible. Mr., would you lead us in a word?
Absolutely. Lord, thank you for another beautiful day that we can wake and serve you in all we do. Lord, we ask you to watch over us, guide and direct us in all that we do. Keep us safe in our journeys. And we've had some folks in our county that have lost loved ones over the weekend. And just be with those families and comfort them at this time. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Do y'all know how to work the heater? Is it hot in here?
It is hot in there.
It's hot.
It's over my pay grade. I ain't authorized. It's hot in here. Y'all hot?
Just a bit.
I'm used to hot flesh.
I don't think it's like your stuff.
All right, next, item number four, public comments. Raymond Coffin.
Thank you, commissioners and judge. I just want to talk briefly about 12. I know y'all want to get out of here pretty quick. And I'll tell you that's kind of what I've been talking to you, Judge, about for a couple of years. We've been talking about the fiber optics and doing this simulcast system, type system. And the best analogy I can give you for that is, it's like you have an old garage and you got one dim light bulb in there. And you got all these nooks and crannies, and that's our county. And now, instead of one light bulb, we're putting up two light bulbs. Okay, it's going to light up more of the county, and I'm all in favor of that. I hope y'all can find the money to get that for the sheriff's department. Thank you.
Gary Wolf.
Judge, commissioners, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. First, we're not here to complain.
Thank you.
We're the Point Blank City Council, and I'm Gary Wolf, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Matt Smith.
Mel Basham.
Mike Mayer.
And we're here to voice our appreciation for our mayor, your county engineer, Mark Wood.
Hey, now it's time to give him a standing ovation. There's only 10 of us in here.
Commissioner Mark Dottuno thoughtfully touched on Mayor Wood's contributions earlier this month at the meet and greet in Clarence Point, and we would like to add to that. Mr. Wood has served as our mayor for nearly 10 years and as the county engineer since 2018. He brought much needed discipline and professional business processes to our office, and council member Mel Basham can tell you, because she was there prior to the arrival of Mayor Wood. The mayor has secured over $1 million in grants to help our roads and infrastructure. The mayor not only handles all the paperwork and meetings to secure these grants, but also goes out in the field to ensure the job is done right. As public servants, you know that sometimes no good deed goes unpunished, and the same holds true for point blank. You know, why did it take so long? You're blocking my driveway. Why are the roads so messy? And what are you going to do about the black spots on my truck? For the taxes you charge, why is my road so bad? So this is the kind of stuff that the mayor has to handle. The mayor does all of this with no compensation, zero. So we would like to publicly recognize the mayor's contributions. The council, we deeply appreciate the mayor's long hours, his expertise, and his continued service, despite health challenges and complaints from the people we serve. So, thank you, Mayor Wood.
Thank you.
You want to come speak, Mayor? You got anything to say?
I have nothing to say on that.
Well, I can say on behalf of the Commissioners Court in Jenkins County, we appreciate what you do for us.
I agree.
And I've been a challenge, but I'm real grateful to you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all for that.
Anybody else?
No, sir.
All right. Item number five, announcement and possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken.
Oh, yeah, we got the new Tractor Supply opening Shepherd Saturday.
Opening Saturday?
It opened this Saturday.
Oh, good.
It's called a soft opening.
They got a
right?
Grand opening Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a soft opening, what they call it, this Saturday.
Hey, you could choke that heater down if you wanted to.
That's what you're paying for.
I don't know what they mean by a soft opening.
That's good to know. Tractor Supply, that's one of my favorite places.
It was the talk of Facebook. So excited about it.
Anybody going to talk about election today? Heard of voting?
Everybody, don't
forget about early voting. It's opening, it just opened about when we started this meeting.
Laddie's wife had passed away, and her funeral was
yesterday.
Fine lady, very fine lady.
They were together 60 years. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's quite an.
I haven't got an update on Terry Wurzburg either. He's been in ICU in Tomball. I saw Glenn
Saturday night, but he didn't give me no update.
Yeah. I don't know. He had complications from surgeries he was having.
Well, set this meeting at 8 o'clock so we can run through the business right quick. We're all going to our school. We'll be out till it ends Thursday evening, I believe. So we'll see y'all back here end of the week if you need us, or we can be reached by phone. All right, next, number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve using Local Government Solutions, LGS, clerk / court case management to pull jury panels. There's several different ways that the clerks can pull, and if I get out off the mark here, let me know, but pulling jury panels, drawing the names out, you can buy various software, which some of it's pretty expensive, and you can use the Secretary of State's website. What do they call it?
Teams.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing forever and ever, but there's some problems with it, and it's
huge.
It's been very difficult. We've had to cancel some trials because the system didn't work. So the clerks have gotten together. I believe it's a joint request to try to use LGS, who is our current in the judicial and our legal software that we use. So we can get this thing.
Think it's going to be an upgrade for us, Judge?
So would you?
Absolutely.
Have you looked at the contract? Does it look like it's three users?
It is.
Are you having a user?
So Tammy did talk to me about it, and she's going to have two in her office, and she was talking about training me so that I can pull my own juries.
So where are we going to get the money? Where's she going to take the money from?
That I don't know.
She can talk to me about it, sir.
Is this a one-time?
No.
One-time or just
$120? It's monthly.
Yeah, we currently.
One-time $1,000 plus $120 a month.
We already have pretty much all of our software budgeted in the $499, I think it is, but this is not included, so it'd be an additional cost, unless she plans on taking it out of another location.
They're picking a jury right now. She's over there doing her job. That's why she's not here today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a huge problem. I mean, anybody
that's... Well, I don't have a problem doing it. I just wonder where the money's coming from. It's 409. I mean, it's general fund anyway, so...
I agree. I mean, I like the idea that for the last 20 years, we've been getting this service for free. And if they ever get the Secretary of State's website, or well, not website... team system, if they ever get their software fixed, ain't nothing that says we can't go back to the free version, but
right.
it's been a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a motion to approve the radio up. I mean, wait a minute, I'm on the team.
Don't
to approve that. The LGS jury panel.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Dominey.
It's coming out of 409, so.
499.
499.
Yeah, and it's a. We've got several places we can look. Wherever the. Let's let the auditor figure out where's the best spot to get it from. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. A $1,000 one-time setup fee, and then $120. I believe that's the monthly fee. Number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve a refund, a developmental permit that was taken in error and deposited on February the 6th.
Good morning. So, as y'all know, I recently had some turnover in my office, so one of my clerks took a payment from a septic company for a development permit and the septic. A lot of times the companies will do that, but homeowner had already pulled that permit prior, so we just need to refund the $250 development permit.
That's out there in Capitol Creek Ranch.
I believe so.
That's the one off 1725 with concrete streets and the
duplicate, right?
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah.
Second it.
Who made the motion?
Mark.
Natuno.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Item number 12, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve radio system upgrade.
Sir, on the we would like to table that until next commissioner's meeting.
Okay. Can I get a motion to table?
I'll make the motion to table.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno at the request of Chief Jolly, seconded by Commissioner Sweeney. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous, 5-0. We got a little more homework to do, I presume.
Yes, sir.
Item number 13, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve memorandum of understanding between Sensina County and the City of Cold Springs.
City of Cold Springs would like to have an MOU with the Sheriff's Office and Animal Control. They would like to have an open credit with Animal Control of $10,000 to actually be able to purchase items for Animal Control up to $10,000 a year as needed for the Animal Control shelter.
You know, historically, speaking, since we developed an animal control program in the county, I know the City of Shepherd, it kind of originated down there, and they've contributed to it for years. City of Point Blank, I don't know if they still do, but they
no, we do not.
But in the past, they did support animal control in the county for years. They did. I'm not sure that that Cold Springs ever did either. When I was mayor, we didn't. But anyway,
so
that's a good thing, I believe.
It's really not a contract to pick up the animals in the Shepherd. I mean, in the city.
No, sir. No, this is strictly.
So, are you going to pick the animals up in the City of Cold Springs?
Yeah, we pick up the animals everywhere throughout the whole county. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I get that. Technically.
Yeah, we don't. We're
supposed to have a contract to pick it up.
But we pick up animals wherever needed without the county. This is strictly just to support the shelter as needed for the building. If they need more food, if that building needs maintenance, if the fence needs repairing, if they need some more heaters, whatever the case may be, a blanket, whatever they need.
Well, it's not a blanket. They say on here, they got to approve it. Number two, the animal shelter would provide the City of Cold Spring with an invoice, quote, and itemized request for the necessary supplies.
That is correct.
So they want some control on
that. No, that's right. What it is, Animal Control says, oh, we need this. Right. So they just find the item they need, and if it's not within their budget, then we provide it to City of Cold Springs, and they say yay or nay. It's their money. If they decide to want to buy it, they'll buy it.
Well, they're volunteering to donate up to $10,000 a year to help with purchase of animal food and dietary needs, medical or special needs care, other essential supplies necessary for the health and welfare of the sheltered animals in Sensina County with certain conditions, yada, yada, yada. Seems like a win-win for everybody involved. I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey.
Second
by Commissioner Sweeney. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous. Have the city, I got a blank copy here, I can sign it.
Yes, sir.
Unless you got one with the mayor's signature already on it.
I do not. I want to make sure y'all agreed to it first.
Yeah, he said you're going to pick up the dogs in the city, right?
We pick up the dogs everywhere.
I know, but historically speaking, they never did. They didn't want to participate, so I remember very well, I had just washed my truck, and I pulled up there one day to the courthouse, and Animal Control was getting out, and here comes a big old mangy German Shepherd. He ran over and hacked his leg on my chrome wheels. I said, man, this dog's running loose. What can you help me? And man, he's in the city limits. We can't touch him.
Now, we'll tell you, if we're full, we can't. If we don't have no room for him, then we can't pick him up. We have no place to take him. Because then we're.
I think it's great because if they need picking up, that's I don't see a problem with it. But that he's just giving you some background, and I'm elaborating on it. All right, next item, number 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve MOU between San Jacinto County Sheriff's Office and Cold Springs Oakhurst ISD Police Department. Is this a new one, I think? I thought we've had one for...
No, this is when they have major incidents. Like we had a stabbing the other day over there, and... we want to have an MOU on who's taking control of major incident scenes.
Stabbing at the high school?
Yes, sir.
I remember I pinched somebody in the second grade and they jobbed me in the hand with it. I still got a piece of lead in that hand, but I probably shouldn't have pinched her either. So.
Chief, are they good with the same MOU? I mean, y'all went over with them and they're good with this MOU?
Yes, sir. The representative came to our office and we worked it out together before this was brought to you.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Hey, the one
y'all
has, is
that
unsigned?
I got one signed. The sheriff has signed it, and so has Chief.
Okay.
Chief Allen. They got a Chief Allen?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What that mean was, when you came over the day, why didn't you left? Actually, but nobody asked that question.
You lost a couple of your city council members.
So, you.
So you're gonna be able to see my mayor?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think so.
Item number 15, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve donations of $8,400 from residents of Emerald Point for a road improvement of Emerald Way.
So this is kind of a continuation of the last court's $12,000 donation. This comes in different, there's two subdivisions and they both contribute.
So I'll make that motion.
Second it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars.
Ooh.
Generator just busted off.
Generator test.
On Monday.
We're normally not here this early, so.
Sure.
I got a motion by Commissioner Mars, second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. Item number 16, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the continuing with the 2025 renewal confirmation program agreement for Affordable Care Act reporting and tracking services.
Judge, this is something we do every year. This is the Obama thing where we have to send them a list of people that we insure.
And there's no cost, right?
No cost.
Obama's not in.
Got a motion, Mark.
Yep, I made that motion.
I'll second.
Yeah, here's here's an invoice that's got a big zero on the bottom of it. That's what I thought. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
And then there was one.
No, really, two.
You don't have a blue shirt on.
You want to claim to be on all that. No, oh, that's a good one to say. I went to a whole commission show. I don't know, do
Item number 17, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the yearly San Jacinto County investment policy and procedure.
Judge, this is something we do yearly. Policy has not made any changes. Any laws have not had any changes. So it's the same thing.
I'll make that motion.
Look, like you got half the government code attached to it here. Wow.
I'll second.
Appendix Government Code Title 10, Chapter 2256, Public Investment Act. So we're pretty much following the code.
Yes.
You might say.
I didn't get who the first person.
Yeah, I was focused. Who made the motion?
Natuno.
Okay.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Dominey.
Whoever are you?
Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous, 5-0. Number 18, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve Diana Bailey as the San Jacinto County Investment Officer.
I'll make that motion. I'll second it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
Second it.
Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
These are from 17.
So I see you listed the investment committee. Was that going to be part of it somewhere?
No, I do that on another time after I.
Okay. Got some rain.
Yes, sir.
No more fires anywhere.
Oh, that's going to continue even with the rain. Really dead grass. But it helps.
Chinese beagles.
Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve necessary actions regarding matters pertaining to the community park.
So I have a $200 purchase of a brick from Mr. Wilson's wife.
From the lovely and delightful Miss McCuffin?
Yes, the lovely.
Great.
And delightful.
What'd you put on there? Greatest commissioner of all time, Martin Tuna?
Can I get a motion to accept that generous donation by the McCoffins?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Domney, a second by Commissioner Mattuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I also have a donation from my son-in-law, Eric Van Gilder. He puts in these floors right here, and his boss gave him extra material to come and do the bathroom floors.
You have a value on that?
It's expensive.
Seemed like it was, I want to say, $30 a foot over here when we talked about it.
Probably 50 now.
And it's, what is that? 30 by, yeah, I mean it's 20 by 20 or something like this?
Yeah.
400 feet times 30, that's $1,200.
Yep.
Can I get a motion to accept the donation of material for the floor valued at $1,200 from
Eric Van Gilder?
I'll make a motion.
Eric what?
I have a motion by Commissioner Domney.
VanGilder.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Mattuno. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
Update on the park.
So what kind of material is it?
It's this.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's the same thing now.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what he does for a living. So.
Good.
So the park, playground park equipment starts being erected Thursday.
Where's DP? Did he leave?
Yeah.
He had called me about needing a
site survey.
No, auger to drill holes. I've got an auger with a tractor, and I have access to one. They don't. I would have figured they don't have a way to drill.
They do. They would just have to transport already all the way here, and they said if we have one already, that would be great. We'll see what we got.
How big a bit they need?
How big, yeah.
12 inches, what they told
yeah.
me.
I was trying to remember what they said.
One on my tractor is probably about 9 inches.
Look, that skid steer y'all got a web on it.
That's
what I said.
Now, we use a smaller one for our side.
I mean, it's interchangeable bits.
Yeah,
I mean,
DP called Monty, and I don't think it's really.
Not a 12-inch when you ain't. Oh, I'm talking about your skid steer going to the attachment.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
I'd have to look back there. I'll ask Monty if he's got one.
Monty said
I don't have one.
Oh, we are
going. I've got one on the, well, I had one for a PTO for a tractor.
12-inch?
Yeah. We can find you one.
Okay.
Judge, you don't have one out there.
I'll find you.
I got
you
two of them that go on a tractor.
How many
I
holes?
I don't have a 12-inch bit. I got bits
how many
like
holes?
That big around to about that big, but I don't have a 12.
A
now, they could use a 9-inch bit and then some postcode diggers and holler it out a little bit.
You know, let me check.
Let them bring it. They do it every day.
You know they're around, but we just got to find some way to get out.
So why do they want? What was the issue? They just want to
have them, but the guys I know, they they're like in the fence.
So we're getting an extreme discount. But
you know how
a guy
say, oh, yeah, you can, you're more welcome to bar.
DP, so well, let's see if we got one already.
We don't have one.
I think that's what he was doing. That's all he
yeah,
was
just
doing.
Tell him we don't have one.
Let me see if we got
for a skid steer or for a.
Let me have one on skid steer.
I know I got two of them, but one of them's hooked to that case tractor.
We're talking about 50 holes, he said.
Yeah,
it's a lot of holes.
A bunch of holes.
Let them write their own.
How's that pad all? Is it all laid out where you need it now? Because Larry got over there and
yeah,
moved all that
it out. Yeah.
He just talked about
the best way would be one hooked to a skid steer if you
yeah,
have
it. Or track.
Yeah.
Our mini track hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been hunting for a deal on one, but I hadn't. I don't use them enough. You know, you can spend $2,500 or more, and I'm looking for one more than.
$200 range.
Yeah, $200 range.
So as far as the doors, we did find the locks that do have a timer on it, and on the inside you can still get out if the doors are locked. So we did find those.
I got your high flow. Is your high flow?
I don't think it is. I don't believe it is.
You don't have a switch on that machine to make it higher?
I'd have to call them or Google it. I really don't know, and I hadn't read the book they gave me with it. But
I got something for that. A mower.
Oh, yeah?
Shredder.
Those are handy. So what about the lock? How much? Well, I guess ain't but one. No, it's three doors. Two doors.
The one, the middle door is just going to be a regular lock.
I know when they went to that, what kind of lock is it?
So it's a lock that you can set on a timer. It'll open at a certain time and close at a certain time. We'll put a sign up there on the building saying that the doors will lock at this time. But if you happen to be on the inside, you can still get out even though the doors are locked.
Wow. I'm just curious what something like that costs.
How much was it? I've had the piece of paper in my folder, but I can't find it.
That's what I was racking my brain because y'all threw a lot at me last week.
I'm thinking like $1,200.
Yeah.
For both doors, I presume.
Yes.
Well, over the long haul, all the time of going up there, we could give the chief a key and he could go up there and close it down every evening. But
yeah, that's a lot to ask.
That's the main incentive for doing that. Yeah, that's.
And my concern was, you know, if we get homeless people or anybody else that's in there at night, I don't want any needles or anything like that in there you go in there with your grandkids. So that's why I wanted it locked.
Ain't nobody going to be driving by there monitoring it too much. If they're out there playing and you got all your grandkids playing and they're having a big, large time and you stayed a little late. There's sticks laying around everywhere. You just lay a stick down and the door won't shut.
But we're doing our due diligence.
Yeah. So it's not like, as long as you can get out of it, it's not like it could lock you in or something.
Right.
Like
that.
Does the camera on the impound building, does it reach that far?
No, we can always upgrade that. That's a minor issue.
Just look at it every once in a while.
Yeah, we can adjust the cameras, put more cameras up there.
Yeah, and I've already spoke to the chief about it. They said they'd help as much as possible, and the screens are in dispatch. We watched at all times. Our concern was the bathrooms.
Well, that's how we thought somebody went into our building the other day when somebody was using the track walking around, and it looked like they got into our fence line, so we went and checked it. But yeah, the cameras work great. They can
were
see.
Were they in there?
No. But it's good to watch. Go
good
check.
Deal. Glad you caught them.
That's all I have.
How many reports did you miss?
To a trenching machine. I ran about 600 foot of water line, and I bring that skid steer up there and we can go right around the edge of the path. And that take a couple hours or something. I mean, once they're ready to do that, that'd be easy.
Yeah.
easy peasy.
Also, Commissioner Sweeney donated light poles to go around the park so we can put lights up on it so it lights up the area.
Thank you.
And you'll need the trencher there to run power.
Thank you, Mr. Sweeney.
We're going to grab the gym. We're going to have to dig those.
Is that some of those ones that were galvanized poles and we put them on Renee Bates and they sold and the guy never did pick them up? Well, I like the sound of that because if we put them back up and the guy shows up,
we sold all the other stuff, they've been sold twice, but nobody's ever come to pick them up. And it shows in the contract that they don't pick them up by 30 days, they forfeit them.
Oh, it's been a while,
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time.
I didn't have anything else to do with them just yet. I could have thrown them on again, but this would be a better use for them here to go this way.
I remember looking at them, but the price way past my meager funds.
Do we have any idea
how many? I gave a decent price for them, and then they didn't pick them up.
How many?
I'm thinking four that we need.
So you need to find out what kind of lights you're going to put on, and they can tell you how big of an area the lights are.
We've got a guy looking at it.
Okay.
The guy that does a master electrician from Houston, he's going to look at it and give you an idea. I talked to him this weekend. Okay. He said, I'll come and just give you an idea what you need to do.
Well, so he's working on that one.
When we were visiting with the guy from Chico, he suggested that we could put some of those street lights out there on some of the poles that are existing, and they're like $9 a month or something like that.
Yeah. So with those... he can't put them up under the wires that are on the main street. And they're good. If we use their poles, they're going to be the
creosote, penetrate, womanized, whatever we call them today.
And there's going to be wires hanging. So we thought it would look better if we just buried the wires.
I'm just relaying what the guy said. They got two different kinds. One's not 9 and one's about 15. And they got one that's
it's a little bitty dude.
Matt. Yeah, but you're talking about bright.
Right.
I know some people that have them like out in their front yard. And when you come around the corner, and it's like, I mean, they are really bright. They keep them up and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if they would put their lights on our poles, though. I'm not for sure.
Got some there at the church, you know, how that extra field over there.
Mm-hmm.
And man, just one of those at the other far end, you go ahead and play football all night long. Mm-hmm. Up there, and it's bright.
And I figure we only need four.
Mm-hmm. We do have a skid steer, but you don't know what size, you just have to get that.
Okay, if you just let me know.
But I will talk to you.
Oh, my God.
I keep hoping one day at Horn Auction they'll have one that's the kind I'm looking for, because I don't use them that much. But when you need one,
it's part of the business. I got some people over there. I'm gonna be over there.
And you know what? You can lease those over at United or those. You usually get them all there. If we just gotta have for a day to punch a bunch of holes or something, that may be the way to go.
You're right. You could just lease it as opposed to the machine, because we got machines. Yeah. Item number 6, consider approval of claims.
Y'all got any money?
You did that? Well, thank you. For negotiating.
Did you know what? Some of you hang up stuff that we just paid on.
She said, I don't have $1,000.
FedEx. It's costing some FedEx or stuff.
So,
we need to get some percent. That's a lot of money just to have it overnight. Packages out. Something we can do better across the board to eliminate some of that.
Well, it's across.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
What do we do?
I don't use them that much. I'm just, of all things you got to worry about, when you worry about the format or something.
Treasury and all that to say, hey, you got to get this in quick enough that they can get the process and not have to overnight it.
Shouldn't have been how I've been doing that.
I just noticed.
I ain't never known like that all the time. Maybe you're confused.
We get them late. We don't know if we have enough time to.
I think you're confused.
Signifies. Snail mail.
Yeah. Oh, you can drop something in cold springs.
Oh, if you want to keep it quick,
he's not gonna admit that. They copied it wrong.
My girl said
it's gonna be your fault. I promise you.
I did
Cleveland or wherever on Monday when I go home, and I'm not sure what's going on over there. We're not paying a bill with monthly reports. That's all I'm not calling my name.
Hey, Margie, I came over to your office the other day. I mean, about the FedEx, how much FedEx we got to do all the time out there. Because I think I understand that you're not getting the bills in time that. We don't have FedEx to get them paid in time, so we don't have late charges on them. Is there anything else we can do on that? Or,
we FedEx a lot of things because we don't trust the post office anymore. We had so many checks.
Right.
And then you can back us up.
I know.
Lost, never don't paid. Never receive, or they get it 3 months later, or
yeah. That's right.
So a lot of the utilities that
bills
or anything, so we try to compensate it on our side. We hand deliver. I take Chico to Chico every week or every time we have one. We deliver here in town. We just don't trust the mail.
I don't blame you.
So,
and if it's a large check, we'll call them and give them the option to pick up before we ever even just
a lot of our big contracts.
We have to do that too.
Well, I just noticed there was over $2,000 in FedEx bills, and I'm like, golly, that's a lot, you know.
Yes.
I mean, and so
next time you talk to Trump, why don't you get him to fix that?
it's just
the Postal Service is a union, though, man. I mean,
and it's not necessarily here.
Houston.
It's when it leaves here and it goes.
It goes from here all the way to Houston, then Houston distributes it.
Sometimes.
You mail one from Shepherd, it goes to Houston to Cold Springs.
Yeah, for a while, we were keeping up with when we sent it. Then when they received it, it was
months.
Months.
I agree.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm.
So, did y'all come up with an agreement on the dumpster at the jail?
I think Luke
dumpster
talked.
Dumpster at the jail.
Yeah.
Did y'all come up with some kind of...
DP...
So, are we going to stop renting that?
We're probably going to be switching companies because that company cannot facilitate us with anything that remotely will work for our needs.
So, are we still going to rent one, or are we going to get sanitation to bring a dumpster? That's my question.
DB was getting working out something, so I don't know what his. He hasn't come back to me yet with a final decision.
I talked to
in their office and all that.
I talked to Luke about that. I talked to Crystal about it. And I asked Luke. I said, Luke, this is what they're wanting to do. I said, this is in your precinct. I said, so will you talk to Mr. Jones and help figure out?
But we agreed.
I'll do anything in the world.
An open top would not be the answer on the deal. So we're looking at how we were going to do it with the dumpsters.
Yeah,
and
DP's getting us one with a lid.
Yeah, with a lid on the deal. He just, they had pretty much decided they were going to go with a different company.
So we're going to rent one. My deal is $289.86.
We don't have a number for you yet. When they get it,
well, a month? It says weekly, but I'm sure that's weekly 8-yard dumpster rental, $286.
One of the issues were they wouldn't pick it up as often as they needed to keep it empty because it'd be piled over.
They refuse, even when we get full, they let us know real quick. It don't matter if it's full or not. They're only coming once a week, no matter what we do. And they have nothing, they will not provide even a larger one. They will not accommodate us at any need for any purpose. That company's basically told us, like it or not, this is what you get, like, you know. And I'm like, well, that's not very customer friendly. So we're looking
so, at so is that is that $286 a week?
No, that's $286 a month.
Are you sure? It says weekly on there, but
so there's a problem with putting an open top there?
Yeah, we don't need an open top over there. Everything. Animals, everything else there, and you're gathering rainwater inside there when you dump it. They're within a short distance from a drain right there. You got a lot of issues that can come up if you use an open top versus just having a cover.
I told both of them, I'd do anything that we need to do.
Yeah.
But I'm leaving it up to y'all. Yep. It's in your precinct.
We're working it out.
I know in the past they've just hauled it to your.
Yeah, and they've had some that still have done that, but they're just, they're trash, I don't know.
So do you think it's feasible to rent, have a company come pick it up?
I want to see what they come up with.
When we have a sanitation department.
Well, they have one there now.
I know we do, and I've never liked it.
Right.
And it wasn't them that put it there.
You mean these guys right here?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's however they want to handle their garbage. They can come and dump them at my facility any time.
Well, it is within reason, but
I'm just saying that's
we could put
budget,
a, if we set our own open top there, we could put up a top over it. Like you're having to do at your facility.
It'd be cheaper than a monthly.
$3,600 a year, it adds up.
And it's going to solve, but again, it's their budget, how they want to handle their sanitation. I do have a free facility out there,
I do know that when they rented this out for the, or they had the protection in here, that DP had to get a trailer out there to haul it in. In the event that he needs to haul the garbage, he could put that garbage over there too if it was one local. If it was on the corner up there where the animal impound yard's at, it could be utilized a little better. Where are we taking the courthouse trash to? What are we doing with that?
When it comes out to mine, I don't mind.
We're hauling it out there. So we're paying somebody to haul it out there. So we need to come up with a solution to take care of everything one time, right?
Whatever y'all come up with, I'll do.
To be discussed.
Maintenance is paying somebody to haul the garbage from the courthouse out there.
You mean one of their hands?
Yeah. The county paying somebody.
Well, how many trips do they make out there? Once a day or so?
I haven't
gone
2 or 3 roads
a day. At 4 o'clock and pick up our trash and load it up and take it to the dump.
So every day?
At 4 o'clock.
Every day.
Oh, I see them go by 2 or 3 times a day.
Miss Teresa puts it in the utility closet there, and the guys come in at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and load it up.
Well, one of the problems, I don't know, these companies put them all over the place, but if we set one out there, TCEQ wants to come and say, oh, you got a remote site here, and then
you open up a big can of worms.
I agree with that. That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then you're in the right of way, and I mean, because it has to be closed, all just having it open up.
Can you talk to
across the street or something, but you still have an open dump that they're going to address.
It's the maintenance hands. They're not paying a contractor. When he says they're paying somebody, maintenance takes the trash.
And you know, with that, even DP would say, they got so much maintenance going on, they wish they weren't hauling trash 3 or 4 times a day. If I get them running by all the time, I see them all the time. Same way with the sheriff's department. They're catching bad guys and all that. They're not looking to haul trash every day. Which they would have.
They got one of them trailers with big signs all over it doing that.
Using inmates on the deal, yeah. And if they make runs out to the dog shelter, I guess they can come and run a load of trash by. I mean, I won't say that they won't have to augment it some, but I mean, let them try to get a bigger dumpster that can handle it or whatever they're going to. I'm just waiting for them to see what they come back with on there. I mean, I know you guys don't want to see
it. Hey, yeah. What I tell you,
yeah,
senior precinct,
yeah.
You figure out a plan. And I'm all for it.
Well, and also, you're in town, right? I mean, you're in town with a dumpster out there, and you want something that's not going to raise a stink with
my dumpster
around there and stuff like
my
that.
My dumpster in the city limits.
You don't think that, that dumpster over there is stinking?
Well, I'm just saying it's at least a covered dumpster out there. You don't get stuff that's blowing out of there versus an open top, which there's no fence or anything around it, and everybody knows you don't lock them down, man. Around there, fill them up. They just drive by and throw whatever they want to.
We talked about that in depth.
Yeah.
Like I said, whatever decision y'all come up with over there, best solution, I'm all for it.
Yes. We'll bring it to you when we get
I'm all for it.
Probably on another day that we'll prepare to get to the college station.
Lord.
I don't know how this came up all of a sudden.
Mr. Butler, how much is y'all got to bring out there?
I just, you go to thinking about all the time that is spent with maintenance, we're already overwhelmed. So initially, you think, we don't need to pay for that. Some things, private industry maybe do more efficiently than we got with a limited maintenance crew. Because they got.
And again, that's the same way as the sheriff. I mean, they're out there, they got 2 or 3 guys on patrol, and they will load their pickups up, drive it out there, and dump it.
Yeah.
That's what they
really
used. That's how they used to do it. That's how they used to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
I'll second that.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Judge, I have something to say there.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Morris to pay the bills or the claims. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Item number 7, budget amendments. I didn't see any. I didn't know if something else got slipped in. All right, moving right along. Number 8, consider approval of minutes of meetings. 1, regular meeting, January 7th. 2, monthly meeting, January 21st.
I'll make that motion to approve the minutes.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey, a second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Number 9, receive and consider approval of January 2026 departmental reports for the treasurer, tax collector, auditor, sheriff, county clerk, district clerk, justice of the peace reports for precinct 1, 2, 3, and 4, constable reports for precinct.
I'll have them escorted out here.
I thought I had the volume off. I don't know why. It's
Right, the bailiff.
Constable reports precinct 1, 2, 3, and 4, emergency management, fire marshal, agri-life extension, indigent health care, 911, addressing and permits, veterans, precinct sanitation. Notice I took
for a long time, fire marshal was on there twice. I finally got it off of there.
Mm-hmm. So did anybody get constable one and two?
I didn't. I did not.
I got one.
You did?
No.
No, I didn't.
I'll make the motion to approve all except precinct one and precinct two constables.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno to approve all reports except for precinct one and two constables. Second by Commissioner Morris. Any questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. I'm going to double back to item five. Whatever it was, I guess it was already covered. Oh, back to item number five, announcement, possible items of public community interest for which no action was taken ahead of. Great crowd at the Go Texan event last Saturday night. It was well attended despite, I don't know how many inches of rain, but when I walked across that parking lot, the water was that deep. I mean, it was a torrential rain, but we had a great time. Only thing I did not win the buggy, but some lucky person did. And it
was a girl at First State Bank and Shepherd won.
Lady named Walker, Miss Walker.
Yeah, I don't remember her last.
Is her name Annie?
She works at First State Bank over there.
I attended the senior citizens dance. It was great.
I did not see you at the.
I was across the street.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Saw it over there. Saved a lot of money staying over there.
It was BYOB too. It was fun.
Yeah.
They stayed way later than we did.
Really?
They were line dancing.
Well, anyway, we had a great crowd, and they raised lots of money for the kiddos and so forth. Is there anything else that we need to say before we entertain a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.